Some of the biggest issues that will face the next president have barely been mentioned in prior debates. There's been little discussion of the longest war in American history, Afghanistan. And as NPR's Quil Lawrence reports, even less has been said about veterans.
Check the transcripts. The presidential candidates have spoken about 28,500 words in two debates. Veterans have been mentioned exactly twice. And that's only because Hillary Clinton said it to criticize Donald Trump's tax record.
People like Donald, who paid zero in taxes, zero for our vets.
Donald Trump hasn't said the word veteran in either debate. The candidates for vice president, Mike Pence and Tim Kaine, about the same.
Donald Trump supports our veterans.
He won't pay taxes.
Donald Trump has paid all the taxes that he's... Do you not take deductions?
Gentlemen, this
How
is
does that work?
About no, Syria. I'd
it's odd because both VP candidates have skin in the game, says Iraq vet Paul Rykoff.
I think it was especially shocking to see that two Blue Star fathers, Pence and Kaine, they both have sons serving in the Marine Corps, didn't talk about it at all, except to kind of use it as a bludgeon or as a pander line.
Rykoff heads the group Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He wants to know which candidate will fix the Department of Veterans Affairs, which has the second largest budget after the Pentagon. Rykoff wants to hear plans to stop the rise of suicide among veterans, not to mention the ongoing wars.
Every time we have a national discussion, I think folks forget that there are men and women watching from Iraq and Afghanistan, and it directly impacts their lives and their families. They want to know, are you going to keep my butt in Afghanistan, or are you going to bring me home?
On the day of the vice presidential debate, just hours beforehand, Staff Sergeant Adam Thomas, 31 years old, died in Afghanistan. Pence and Kaine didn't mention it. This morning, as I was writing this story, two Americans were killed in Kabul. But it's not on the list of topics for the final debate. Cale Weston, who spent 7 years in Iraq and Afghanistan with the State Department, says the candidates should bring it up themselves.
We may get a commander-in-chief elected in 3 weeks who hasn't said the word Afghanistan on a debate stage.
Actually, Clinton did say the word Afghanistan once in passing. Weston gets it. He knows the wars and the VA are tough problems with no soundbite answer. He says it's easier to forget them, unless you've been there or you're there right now and you can't. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.